Right forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy, occasional showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low of 67. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. As into Friday, partly sunny will continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 86. For Friday night, becoming mostly clear, temps 65. Currently, it's 70.
Blue Valley Telecommunications wants to make sure you're experiencing the best internet possible. First, take note of the wireless devices in your home. Don't forget to count smartphones, Netflix, and gaming devices that connect to the internet. Remember, the more devices you have, the higher your speed needs to be. Next, make sure your router is properly placed in your home. Sometimes Wi-Fi signals can have difficulty traveling through thick plaster walls or concrete basements. If you have more questions about bettering your internet experience, give us a call or visit our website at bluevalley.net.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. The death toll now at 5 from a fiery 6-vehicle wreck that temporarily closed a stretch of Interstate 70 on the western edge of Kansas City's metro area. The Kansas Turnpike Authority says a tractor-trailer driver failed to slow for stalled traffic Tuesday after cresting a slight hill. That rig slammed into three passenger vehicles before crashing into another stopped tractor-trailer, which then rear-ended a pickup truck. Authorities say two people were struck and killed while changing a vehicle's tire along an interstate in southern Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says the deadly collision happened Tuesday afternoon on Interstate 35 near Davis, about 70 miles south of Oklahoma City. Highway Patrol says a 17-year-old boy from Killeen, Texas, was struck and killed by an oncoming SUV, and also killed was 47-year-old Shane Miller of Hutchinson. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! New at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a bottle of Lucas Complete Engine Treatment for only $7.99 and keep your engine in peak condition. Increase oil life, eliminate dry starts, save gas, and reduce wear with the new Lucas Complete Engine Treatment, now $7.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Want to transform a room for less than $20? The Home Depot has the secret formula. We call it paint. From our top brands like Behr and Glidden, starting at just $17.97 a gallon. There's no easier way to take your walls from okay to oh wow. And at these prices, there's no reason to leave any wall behind. Get your project rolling with top paint brands, starting at only $17.97 a gallon at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
The Cowley County Sheriff's Office says a man who was the subject of a search after a mobile home fire has been found dead. Cowley County Sheriff David Folletti says a deputy found the body of 25-year-old Jacob Andes early yesterday while doing a routine check of property where a mobile home was destroyed by fire early Tuesday. The sheriff says Andes appeared to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Federal officials are no longer requiring Kansas to file biweekly reports on a large backlog of applicants for the state's privatized Medicaid program. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment was notified last week by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid that the state can discontinue the reports it's been sending since early 2006. At the time, Kansas had more than 7,000 backlogged applications that had been pending for more than 45 days for its Medicaid program called CanCare. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Authorities have begun an investigation into the death of a woman whose body was found in a south central Nebraska cornfield. Phelps County Sheriff Gene Samuelson says an agronomist found the body just north of Funk on Tuesday. Samuelson says it appears the body had been there for about a week. Investigators are awaiting results of an autopsy as they try to identify the woman. Police in Lincoln are warning residents of a phone scam coming from a number that appears to belong to the Lincoln City Mayor's office. Police say they're aware of at least 8 spoofed calls coming from a number that resembles the main number from the mayor's office. The caller tries to get personal medical information from the caller, leading them to believe that it's a health insurance scam. And Nebraska's Army National Guard welcoming home about 90 soldiers today from a 9-month deployment in Iraq. Mid-America Network News.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. County fairs kick off later this week with the Jefferson County Fair in Fairbury beginning Thursday, continuing through Sunday. Marshall County kicks off Friday and runs through Tuesday. Tune to KNDY for live continuing coverage each afternoon beginning Friday in the 4 o'clock hour from Blue Rapids. Washington County follows next Wednesday through Saturday, again with live coverage on KNDY. Later this month, the Gage County Fair in Beatrice is July 26th through the 30th, and the Nemahal County Free Fair in Seneca runs July 28th through the 31st. In August, the Pawnee County Fair runs the 9th through the 12th. Whether it's strolling through the various livestock buildings, looking at 4-H exhibits, going on carnival rides, or eating concessions, a county fair has something for everyone. There are more than 100 county fairs in Kansas that will conclude before summer ends. KSH Research and Extension Southeast Area 4-H Specialist Beth Henshaw says the county fair is one of the oldest forms of community celebrations.
I just love that county fairs are all about local. It's about local people, local volunteers, local youth, local organizations, local causes. It's all very focused on what's going on with local folks and local things.
Henshaw says the county fair also gives people the chance to do things they may not get to do any other time of the year.
I mean, when do you go to a fashion review or a dog show or a sheep show? It's kind of a one-time-a-year thing for a lot of people.
And Henshaw said the county fair provides a great learning tool for the youth involved in showing the various exhibits.
Reflecting on how they made it, what kinds of things were difficult, and then that also gives young people that opportunity to kind of apply what they've learned or apply what this judge helps them understand further so that they can go on further in that project, perhaps in the next year.
Verl E. Decker, age 90, of Hollenburg, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Washington. Graveside service Friday at 1:45 at the Hollenburg City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Verl Decker. Laura Lee Link, age 93, of Barnes, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Barnes United Methodist Church. Burial Mount Pleasant Cemetery, northwest of Waterville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family visitation begins at 6:30 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home, Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Laura Lee Link. Margaret H. Siebert, age 89, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge for Margaret Siebert. Albert J. Payshaw, age 96, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, Mary Elizabeth Church Cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Albert Payshaw. Margaret H. Siebert, age 89, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family visitation Sunday, 3 until 4 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Margaret Siebert. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, macaroni and cheese, a wheat roll, yams, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, roast beef, mashed potato with gravy, wheat bread, Capri blend, and apple crisp. 4-H Horse Show gets underway at 9 this morning at the Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids. Speed events this evening at 5. We'll begin live coverage from the fair Friday afternoon in the 4 o'clock hour. Final performance of the Marshall County Community Band for the summer concert series American Road Trip this evening at 7:30 at the Kester House Gardens in downtown Marysville. Bring your lawn chairs or blankets. Show is free and family friendly. TNDY News Time 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, we do have this low pressure system that is now off to our east, but we still have a frontal boundary extending across the central parts of the plains, which is going to continue to bring us chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head throughout the rest of Thursday, continuing into tonight and into tomorrow. We'll see temperatures right around the upper 80s, and then definitely going to see a warm up as we head into the weekend back into the lower 90s, but it looks like mostly sunny skies. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of Thursday, like I said, cloudy skies. We cannot rule out some showers and thunderstorms, 87. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy skies will drop down into the upper 60s. For tomorrow, chance of storms, partly sunny skies with a high of 86. For Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 65. As into Saturday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 91. Saturday night, mostly clear, temperatures at 67. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
A very brief shower, trace amount of precipitation overnight. Average high temperature mid-July 90, record high on this date 109 in 1954. The average low 69, record low is 51 in 1975. Sunset this evening 8:49, sunrise in the morning at 6:08. A cloudy, overcast and 73 degrees, winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 13th of July. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Finding out I was pregnant was the great news my husband and I had been waiting for. I had heard so many good things about Dr. Danielle Wirtz at Community Memorial Healthcare that I just knew she would be my doctor. After meeting her for the first time, it just confirmed what I had heard. Such a caring and passionate doctor. She answered all of my questions and gave me tips on how to handle the symptoms to come. Call Community Physicians Clinic in Marysville to make an appointment with Dr. Wirtz. She's just a phone call away.
SBs were handed out last night. The women's semifinals take place at Wimbledon. The LPGA's U.S. Open tees off in round one, and the NBA has some new rules. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. It was SB night in Los Angeles. Eunice Kennedy Shriver was posthumously awarded the Arthur Ashe Courage Award for her work in creating the Special Olympics in the late 60s.
People told her that because she was a woman, she couldn't be an athlete. And because she was a woman, she shouldn't lead. That was for her brothers. And because she was a woman, she shouldn't be so aggressive. She shouldn't push for people with intellectual disabilities, that she should be patient, after all. Wrong, wrong, and wrong.
Her son, Tim Shriver. Gymnast Simone Biles won Female Olympic Athlete and Female Athlete of the Year. And the Cubs won Best Moment for finally winning the World Series. Here's comedian Bill Murray.
This is the culmination of 108 years of momentum. Momentum by momentous men.
They're just getting started. Former American soccer executive Chuck Blazer has died. Blazer blew the whistle on FIFA that set off a global corruption scandal. U.S. team coach Bruce Arena said that despite the FIFA scandal, Blazer helped American soccer. Blazer was 72. The women take over center court at Wimbledon today. Venus Williams, who's 37, is trying to make her second Grand Slam final of the year and says age is just a number.
I feel quite capable, to be honest, and powerful. So whatever age that is, as long as I feel like that, then I know that I can contend for titles every time.
Venus faces Johanna Konta, the first British woman in the semifinals since 1978, and she knows how special this is.
To be in the semifinals of my home slam and to do that in front of a full center court, I mean, it's pretty special.
14th seed Garbine Muguruza takes on unranked Magdalena Rybarikova in the other semifinal. The LPGA's U.S. Open tees off this morning at Trump National in New Jersey. Brittany Lang looking to become the first repeat winner since 2001. New rules in the NBA. The maximum number of timeouts will drop from 18 to 14, and teams can now only call two timeouts, down from three in the final 2 minutes of regulation. And it all starts this coming season. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Take a walk or drive to see Marysville's newest subdivision. Hartley Ridge is located between North 8th Street and Jayhawk Road, close to the Blue River Trail. Residents will enjoy a scenic country setting with city amenities. Call Jeff at Inline Construction, 562-5525, to ask about the spec home under construction or to purchase one of our 13 lots available where you can build the house of your dreams. Hartley Ridge Subdivision. Welcome home.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA on Monday, and it showed 19% of the corn is in the soaking stage. 65% is the good to excellent condition of the nation's corn crop. Now, it has lost 3 points. It was a 68 last week. In Kansas, 61, good to excellent. Nebraska at 68. Soybeans blooming now at 34% nationally and 7% setting pods. The condition 62% good to excellent, Kansas 64, Nebraska at 66. 28% of the nation's sorghum is now headed out and the condition in 63% good to excellent. More progress made on the winter wheat harvest now nationally as of Sunday, 67% complete. Just a few fields left in Kansas, 93% is the number there. Nebraska is reached over the halfway point. Now 52% of the winter wheat harvest has been complete. We've been watching the spring wheat for several weeks, and those conditions continue to deteriorate. As of Sunday, 35% good to excellent, 26% was fair, and 39% of the spring wheat crop in the poor to very poor category. You can read the full national report as well as the full reports from Kansas and Nebraska online at agview.net. The Missouri and Arkansas Ag Departments have both halted the sale and usage of dicamba in their states. Those two have been in the middle of hundreds of misuse complaints. The Arkansas ban effective for 120 days, while Missouri would like to reinstate the product usage this growing season after the investigation is concluded. The Missouri Soybean Association issued a statement saying over 200,000 acres of soybeans show at least some level of dicamba damage. And the state soybean checkoff issued a statement saying that it's clear some type of action is necessary. With this Ag Business Update from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. This report brought to you by Abilene Machine and the Kansas Wheat Commission. Well, Kansas wheat harvest just about to wrap up. The United States Department of Agriculture's crop progress report Monday shows that Kansas wheat harvest is 93% complete. One of the things that was evident across Kansas is the wide variety of yields and a wide variety of test weights in the wheat that was harvested. Several issues such as disease and weather played a role in how harvest turned out, depending on which part of the state you were in. It seems as that variable harvest was common all across hard red winter wheat country here in the center part of the United States. Tracy Zirian and her husband Jim are custom harvesters. They worked in Texas and in Kansas and have now moved to Nebraska. I asked Tracy if they'd seen that wide variability in yields.
Well, you know, down in Texas, we had a fairly decent crop. I got to stop and think. It was an average, I think, of 35, and its test weight was 60 to 62. And then we jumped into the Garden City, Kansas area, and we cut some irrigated wheat there, and that had been, you know, snowed on, so we didn't really know what they but it ended up being like a 70 bushel crop. It was really good test weight, 60, 62. And then we cut some hailed up stuff, some hailed on stuff just south of Wallace for some friends of ours. And shoot, you know, where the hail sort of missed that field, it was averaging 60 bushel. I think by the time it's all said and done, that probably will have a 35 to 40 bushel average.
Tracy says they've seen a variability in protein levels, probably trending a little lower than normal. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture. One of the big surprises of this period of low commodity prices we've been going through over the last few years is how land prices have not dropped off in a corresponding manner. And that's making it tough on young people trying to get into the business. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
When the price of farmland was at its peak a few years back, commodity prices were nearly double what they are today. Well, the big surprise to many people is that land prices have not come down correspondingly. And for young people trying to get into farming, it is really difficult. Ray Brownfield of Land Pro in Oswego, Illinois, has been in business for 52 years. And he says it's tough right now for young people, but there is help available. Maybe it's an uncle, an aunt, grandparent, or...
What I'm glad to see now in my business, I'm seeing a lot of father-son operations. And this is wonderful. You can see dad or grandpa is bringing that young man on and getting them ownership interest at some point. And that's what we're really looking for. So we're really fortunate to have a number of those in our portfolio, actually.
Some years back, there was quite a bit of concern about foreign ownership of American farmland. We haven't heard much about it lately. Is there still some of that going on?
You know, very quietly it's happening. I really saw an article the other day about the Chinese had actually bought more land than people thought. Of course, it's under a different corporation name, so you wouldn't know. Is it great? No. The Argentines are still showing more interest in coming here because they think it's a good time, maybe politically, to move their money into the United States. Well, the question is, how can they do that? We'll see. But there is some of that going on, but not anywhere near what people might suggest or think.
Overall, do you think the state of the farm economy is going to impact producers' ability to hold on to their land?
Well, it depends on the individual operators, and everybody manages their business differently, and we all do that at every business. But I think there's some folks out there probably are going to have some more challenges coming in the fall. It depends on how they marketed their crops, depends a lot on crop production, lots of things, input costs, and their debt. There's others out there who are going to get through it okay and survive the long pull is what we're in it for, of course. So it's a really varied type of picture that we see out there.
In more prosperous times, recreational property was a hot commodity. How is it doing?
It's getting better. Expendable income is always the barometer for recreational land. So we're seeing some more interest, but not nearly what it once was. I wish we did because we'd like to sell more of that if we could.
Ray Brownfield, the managing broker and owner of Land Pro of Oswego, Illinois. Selling the farm, selling property, selling the farm, even selling parts of the farm, especially when you have to, can be an emotional experience. And Ray talks about that tomorrow. Back after this.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. Prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at 562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, expecting 200 to 300 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignments include 2 mixed pairs, 5 and 8 years old, 8 mixed steers and heifers, weigh 350 to 4, 15 black steers and heifers, 5 to 650, 20 mixed steers and heifers, 6 to 675, and 59 black and crossbred heifers, 725 to 750. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They'll feature Holstein Special July 27. It's 7:30 from KNDY. Had a sprinkle or two overnight, just a trace of precip. All of us pushed out of the region. Clearing skies, 73 degrees. Cooler today, highs around 80 as opposed to the century mark.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2017 Silverado 2500 model four-wheel drive crew cab pickups. They have several 1500 models in regular, double, and crew cab, and a 2017 Chevy Colorado extended cab 4x4 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good Thursday, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Oklahoma senior quarterback Baker Mayfield and Kansas junior defensive end Dorrance Armstrong Jr. have been named the preseason Big 12 Players of the Year. The Big 12 preseason honors released yesterday were selected by media who cover the 10-team league. Mayfield, a Heisman Trophy finalist last season when he completed 71% of his passes for 3,695 yards with 40 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. The former Texas Tech walk-on has led the Sooners to